I call this meeting to order. Roll call shows that Larry is absent, but we do have a quorum with Larissa on the telephone. Can I have approval of the consent agenda, or approval of the agenda, just the agenda?
Oh, so moved.
Second.
Curtis?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Van Nostler?
Aye.
Duffy?
Yes, okay. Consider the consent agenda items. Any questions there?
I didn't have any, did you, Dave?
Let's see, no, I did not.
I move to move forward for consider the consent agenda.
Second.
Curtis?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Van Nostler?
Aye.
Duffy?
Yes. Okay, communications, publications are out. Everybody satisfied with the publication?
Lisa does a great job.
All right.
For us, very informative.
Do we have any public comments?
No.
No public comments. Reports, report from the activities director, any comment?
How's it going, Ryan? Good?
Going well.
Sounds like it's going well.
Yeah.
I like it, very good. Thanks for the update. Looks like some of our kids are being very successful in their endeavors, aren't they?
Yeah, we're kind of at that almost in between phase of between fall to winter. I was going to get a chance to go to state tomorrow night, state cross country Friday for Nora Pearson and Seth Ballraven. Seasons went complete, uninterrupted due to, we battled COVID.
Yeah.
Got it that day, things going well.
Did a great job, thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you.
Yeah, I watched with great interest on how you dealt with the unmasked people at our games and things, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
But for the most part, they were pretty well behaved, even the opposing.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, so now you have to consider your winter sports, which are going to be even more of a challenge.
Right.
And I've just read through all the information the state's given as far as directives on the indoor stuff. I just got it this week myself because I started practices here shortly, so. Okay. Superintendent's report, any questions? Did you like to make comments?
No, I was going to say, just letting you know, for right now, our snow days are going to remain snow days. Unless the winter gets really crazy and we end up with 10 or 15 snow days, we might revisit that, but.
We went virtual. I got a schedule the other day on when we go virtual, what it's going to be like, so we won't have to deal with makeup, so.
You have to let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to tell you how that goes. But if it's like a lot of other things, with virtual education, assessment at best.
Dang it.
We kind of waited like a freight train does. We're good. You okay?
Hi, Larry.
Yeah. All right. We're all the way down to reports. We just got superintendent's report. Now we're down to an important issue of considering the bids for the maintenance truck and its purchase.
So if you look on the the link on the agenda, you'll see all four of the bids submitted. Basically, the equipment from truck equipment, which would be the snowplow and the fiberglass body, is the same cost, no matter the manufacturer. So that cost is the same. You can see the low bid, and then I'll let Troy or Bill.
Hey guys.
Say what they want to say.
As you may know, I'm the mechanic for the school. And as requested, we went and got a bid for a Dodge. It wasn't necessarily that I would go with the Dodge, just because the simple fact is that doing snow plow and snow removal is the hardest thing there is on a vehicle. And for as long as I can remember, here in the school system, we've always had Chevrolet, we've had great luck with them. And not always is it, when you first buy something, is it going to be the cheapest? My fear is the drivetrains aren't comparable. About every fleet or anybody that I know have Chevy. And so I'd really like you to consider the Chevrolet, just because I would like to see that these would last until our 15 year or whatever, with minimal maintenance, you know, brakes, tires, oil, and not anything major.
What was the, I mean, since we don't have side-by-sides, I guess we do. The Chevys were, motor in was $30,193, and for the Dodge, motor in was $27,000. But when you put the extras on, is that what the...
Yeah, the extras are the same. It's the same no matter what.
Is that the total price that includes all the extras? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's the final
yes.
price. Okay. Well, Dave, you had concerns. Which way should we go?
I still gotta go with the Dodge. Motor in Knoxville.
So we're talking about roughly $3,300 difference,
yes.
Is that right?
$3,307 difference.
So I don't know a lot about vehicles. What kind of...
Warranty?
Yes, thank you.
What government issued, the warranty is not like a consumer, like where
it's
a 3 year.
It's not, so that doesn't exist.
So yeah, exactly. They all have a year warranty on them, and once that's done, it's yours. That's part of the government pricing. And like the state, last year they went with Dodge, and I was at the state, at the Iowa Department of Transportation, and we had nothing but issues. And they were the first to hit the sale lot. They're more than happy to get rid of them, just because there's different levels when you buy a Dodge. Like if we're a consumer, we go buy a Dodge, you buy the highest one. They're built better. When you go to government pricing, they want to get in, so they give us the cheapest wheel bearings, the cheapest brakes, the cheapest axles. There's a considerable difference.
So in your opinion, that's not apples to apples, and $3,300 probably isn't a lot of money when you talk about a repair.
Right.
One repair could cost about that?
Transfer cases, transmission, right away.
You favor Dodge, though. Tell me why you favor Dodge.
I just thought it might be cheaper upfront cost down the road. I'm neither a Chevy or a Dodge fan. I bought a Ford, but that's only because Toyota doesn't make it a 3/4 ton. So.
Do you think we would save money down the road by putting that money up front, that $3,300 you think in the long run?
Does Chevy do the same thing as far as put the cheap parts on the government vehicles?
No, Chrysler is a whole different. Chrysler, they like to get in for the little bids,
yeah.
Which they do whatever they can to get in. And it's like Chevrolet, the government issue stuff is the same as what they would to a business, so to speak. Like when you buy 50 of them, you know, like if they buy them in their fleet, they're all the same. But when it comes to Chrysler, if you don't like spec higher than what government is, they're going to give you bare bone basics.
And I am concerned, we want these vehicles to last 15 years, right? That's our goal,
correct.
So that we can always turn over a vehicle as
right.
needed. So we're not forced with turning over 6 all at the same time. Mm-hmm. That's the philosophy.
Right, yes, I want to wear it out. I mean, routine maintenance is what we should strive for, which would in turn lower our overall cost.
Well, I know you're a good mechanic, and I trust you. I would trust you with my own vehicle, probably more than others. But what do you guys think? Yeah.
I personally am recommending going with the Chevy as well, just for the basic of the history we have with them ourselves. And like Bill said, if you go and look at other people that do snow removals, most of their fleets are Chevy or Fords. They're not Dodges. I hate to be the first person to try them, but why now when we are happy with what we already have and we're familiar with, so when we have to buy parts. And he is doing his routine machine equipment on it, he can find the same thing, not to buy Dodge, Chevy, different.
I didn't think about that expense too. Oil filters, parts, and I'm a mechanical person
as well, but you know, this makes sense to me. Why not be able to buy the same fleet parts that you're going to need for routine maintenance?
All right, I think we have two Dodge owners in the audience, don't we?
Any Dodge owners?
You have a Dodge?
I bought a Dodge because I couldn't get a Chevrolet 3/4 ton when I needed to buy it. Okay.
I don't push no.
What do you think, Troy? That, I mean, you have.
In the past, when I spec the vehicles for the maintenance department, I went to Ned Fee and said, well, "What should I spec? Because you're going to be one working on it." He always said, "As far as pickups go, use Chevrolet or GMC." When Billy came, I said, "Okay, let's sit down and figure out these specs." And Billy said the same thing: Chevrolet, GMC. And the one reason we stay away from Ford is we don't have a Ford dealer in Knoxville.
Right.
So, and as I researched a little bit, people said stay with Chevy and Ford if you're going to be pushing snow. And that's the reason that we spec what we did.
All right. I'm leaning back towards the Chevy now, so.
You want to make a motion?
Let's make a motion to accept the motor end bid for the 2021 Chevy and all the other stuff.
I'd second that.
Smith?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Van Nonslin?
Aye.
Duffy?
Yes.
Thank you for your input. We really appreciate that.
Hey, if no crap's out, you know, I know where you live.
Sadly,
he's worked on my car, so I do know his skills. He's top notch, and we appreciate everything you do, Bill.
Thank you.
Just make sure when you walk across my yard gently.
Don't forget the signs.
Oh, I like that. Run over the signs.
Oh, run over my signs. Believe me, those have caused kind of a little local coup. Okay. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think you can go home and have supper now, Bill. All right. New business. Consider facilities use plan, and that was at November 1st, and go to tier 2, I believe, is the plan. I think, Larry, that was your committee.
It is.
All right. How are you feeling?
I feel like that's about where we're ready to go.
Okay.
I don't feel like we want to go farther than that. I think that's right there is enough.
What was tier 2?
So limitation of number of people inside.
Okay.
The limitation of using the bathroom facilities only for pertinent people that is there.
I see it now. There's a link. Sorry.
Masks and everything for people except for when they're actually active.
Okay. And then we'd open the effective date of November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable with that.
Considering the direction of the disease, yeah, I'm happy that you're happy. So
I just don't want to jump. It was suggested a couple times ago that we jump ahead of this thing, and I'm not ready to jump ahead of this thing. I think this is about the right step. Mm-hmm. We've been really good mm-hmm. up to this point, and we've really dodged a huge bullet. And I think we've done things right, and that's the way I want to keep doing it, doing it right.
Well, I concur with that. So, do we need to make motion
hold
on
that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brian, what do you think?
I think we're good.
Okay.
I was at the
girls' volleyball tournament on that one Saturday, and mm-hmm. I mean, there was a lot of people there. Right. And it seemed okay for that.
Yeah, I think that the bullet points that are under the tier 2 and gives our, you know, specifically youth teams a chance to get in practice. I'm comfortable with going to tier 2 at November 1st.
Okay, that's what I was concerned about, the youth coming in and And they'll be in groups of 25 or less to practice. And once they start having games and stuff.
Then we reserve the right to back down, right?
Absolutely. It's always tentative. If we see a problem or we need to back up, we can always back up.
So we'll have two.
And Ryan, I want to compliment you on the way this ball is going.
Thank you.
I wasn't here to add into your report, but I'm sorry.
No, we'll have two November meetings and one December meeting, and so we'll just keep putting it on just so we can do the update. And again, right now, things in our school system seem to be going very well, so I think letting the little kids come in and start their practices in groups of 25 or less is a good next step to see how well that goes before we go any further.
Make sure we stay with the data.
All right. I move that we...
You've already approved moving to it.
So it's only if you made a change.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So it's static like it is.
Yep.
Okay.
So basically, you just gave the approval to move forward.
We just wanted to make sure that you were still good with that.
Quick question about that. Last time I was here, when you guys had talked about this, I asked if there was going to be any additional requirements or if there's anything you would like us to do or not do when using those facilities. Is there or will there be any guidance with that, or can I just...
I think it's exactly how it reads, but
That's not what I mean. I mean very specifically. Do we want things wiped down? Do you want, for example, you said about the facilities. If a child comes, for example, and he has pants on, he needs shorts. He'll use the locker room. Is that appropriate, or do I need to say the only thing you can bring in the gym is your shoes because you can't use the locker room? And if we do, we have to clean down, and we have supplies. That's what I'm after. I obviously also don't want this to stop, so I want to do everything I can to help so that everybody continues to get to use the facilities. So that's what I'm asking.
The example you gave, having been a coach myself, it's a learning experience when you sit out of a practice because you didn't come prepared. And that's exactly the way I would handle it.
Okay, so bathroom, but like for example, let's say I'm using the middle school, right, that gym, and child needs to use a restroom. They never go down the hallway to use the restroom, they use the locker room to do that. So I guess that's what I'm asking is and if we aren't, I mean, they just have to tell me, because we'll go by whatever, as long as we can use the facilities, we'll do whatever.
And bathrooms aren't restricted in here, it's just concession stands.
Okay.
Is what's restricted. So if they need to use the restroom, they need to use the restroom, so they should go.
It said all indoor facilities are available, so.
Okay.
But if you had a bleach bottle and some ability to, every ounce of prevention is, I got a bleach bottle in the room, so just every ounce of prevention.
Adam, I'll talk to Troy and Tony and Ryan about it, and if we need anything special from you, we'll let you guys know.
Okay. Like I said, I want to continue. There's a whole bunch of kids and families that want to be able to use this stuff, so I want to
Understood.
Make sure we're on our part to make sure that we continue.
Understood. Appreciate it.
Keep telling them to wash their hands.
Yeah, the best thing you can do is make sure that they don't send their kid when their kid is feverish or sick or coughing or has any of the symptoms, is what I would recommend. Just be really strict on that. And don't be afraid to send a kiddo home if they're not looking quite right. Because that's going to be like your biggest risk factor is right there.
That's the thing that could drop us all like a rock.
Absolutely. Sure. Yep. So that's the number one most diligent thing you need to do, I would say.
And there's a reason why they take our temperature when we go to work every morning.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And our families have been doing a great job of keeping sick kids home or when they just aren't feeling quite like themselves. So I think everybody wants to keep being able to move forward and have things. So I think you'll have good cooperation.
I just don't want to get stopped dead.
Nope. We don't. Been very lucky. Okay. You good?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. School board, thanks for letting us use the facilities.
Okay. Have a good season.
Thank you.
All right. I believe now we go to considering KHS's tech plane.
What about the national
camping. It didn't have a, so we needed to act on this?
This is just a review.
Oh, so well, how'd it go?
Dave, well, Dave had sent an email asking for more information, so do you want to maybe share with us kind of what?
I think we need to relook at it, not canceling it. I'm not sure, is Turner DeVore is not here, is he? Yeah. That's you?
Yep.
Okay, hi Turner. I don't know, I would be willing to help. I mean, that 2 weeks of 360s and the 410 Nationals, I'm flexible somewhat. I could help as far as, you know, I know a little bit about camping and so forth.
Do they also do that during the stock cars?
No.
In September? No?
No, I think it's just 2 weeks.
Just the sprint car Nationals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And mainly just the 1 week?
Yeah, so there's about half that come in for 360s and then about half that comes in for 410s.
It's 12 days.
I just think we could
12 days?
We could help
yeah.
eliminate if Troy's guys have to do anything, right, I think we could eliminate a lot of that if they have to worry about messing with that. I think in just the bus barn area, we could. Is that where the wiring might be a little skosh? Is in the bus right. barn area, or is it?
From what I was told, it's mostly at the stadium.
At the stadium? Concern. At the old
swim pool.
And I think, well, this past year wasn't a good indication, but typically, there's only like three campers out in that gravel parking lot. Maybe
about five.
Five? Okay.
Yeah.
Two guys show up early and three guys show up later.
Yeah.
Do they still camp in the old pool area? Or is it just on the ground?
There's one that comes over there still, but that's it. That's over there.
I don't know, I think we should do it, try a little more year and see how it goes and
what is the biggest issue? Is it the electricity or is it the
electricity, the liability, which we got to have a humongous policy for liability, don't we?
Right. And yes, we do. However, in talking to our insurance consultants, they basically said they would stay away from this as far as possible, simply because it's not our business model. We're a school district. We're not a campground. To be honest with you, what really brought this to light this year is two different things. So North Campground, that's owned by Marion County Fairgrounds, camper went up in flames, burnt to the ground. So what would our liability be in a case like that? Especially when we know that we're plugging in a 200,000 plus camper into less than ideal conditions for electricity. Second of all, the other incident that happened this year that really got us thinking was the derecho. You know, we had people that were camping that knew that a bad storm was coming. They needed a place to go. I don't have a shelter for them to go to. What happens when their camper blows over and blows into our buses? So that's some of our major concerns. It's nothing to do with trying to take anything away. It's not trying to do anything. It's really trying to reduce our risk and liability. You know, the other point would be is that, you know, a lot of these people, you know, I know that they want to stay together. They don't have another place, they say. Well, if anybody has followed the news with the city, Max Smith has been given permission to open up a new campground at the Ocolock. So there's going to be plenty of space there. I don't know if anybody else has anything.
Turn,
I would
just
say, you know, the big thing is, and I'm super worried about, and I've talked to Cassie about this, and I talked to Ryan about it, is that
a lot of these people are really good people, and they've been coming for a really long time. And I think there is some things, like at the stadium, that I would say, from what I see, I don't know a lot about, that could be a liability. You know, and we have a process for if some storm happened, you know, just like we all didn't know what was going to happen with COVID-19, but we made a process and we kind of figured it out as we went. You know, is there a place we could go for shelter if that happened again? And I think my biggest concern is for these people for one more year at least, just because I've talked to a lot of them, and the North Campground is allowing the people that were already reserved for this summer to come back next summer. And I talked to Max Smith too, and Max Smith is not 100% sure that they will be up and running for this year's Nationals too. So that's kind of, they're worried because a lot of them, you know, one, they said they aren't sure they're going to have a place. They've already talked to Max, they've talked to North Campground. And then two, just the fact of, you know, some of them just aren't going to come anymore because it's more about the family aspect than it is about the race. The racing's kind of their sidekick. You know, they come here because the people they get to be around, the people that they call the racing family now. And that's what I feel bad about, is just, you know, this year wasn't the same as my first year taking over. You know, I know Coach Miller had a district key where he would be able to open up some of the things that I didn't have access to help out, not having to call Troy and his guys too. But you know, giving them that one more year where they get a whole year to figure out what they're going to do. Because I told Cassie, these are a lot of the older generation. You know, they're probably not going to be coming 5-10 years, and I'm not sure that we can replace these people. Because they're not they're not just anybody. That derecho went through, and trash was all over the football field, and those campers picked it up. You know, they didn't have to do that. They helped empty the trash. They don't have to do that stuff. So, you know, I think we're running out anyway with the people that are coming, just because, you know, it could be a lot worse. We could have a lot of partiers, and we could have, you know, a lot of younger kids that aren't going to take care of things the way they do. So I guess my big thing would be for one more year so that they can figure out plans beyond this next year, to where the campground's wait list, you know, isn't what it is this year, and then Maxima can get his up and running.
Can I ask a rather pragmatic question? What's this worth?
Well, it's a camping order.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like it's my duty.
No, I understand the social side. I'm talking pragmatically. How much is this worth?
Well, the baseball team, it's worth about $4,000.
$4,000?
Every year.
Okay. Does that include the parking next to my house, or is that just the campers?
That's just camping. Okay. And we split it, you know, and we raised the prices last year. And then, you know, I just felt like a couple weeks after, you know, they got told that that's done.
Yeah. Well, I knew we kind of had a Rube Goldberg thing there for a while where we were running cables out of the shop, 50 amps or 30 amps. Yeah. What were they?
I think they're 50 amp is what they're doing now, but yeah. I think it's only hooked up for like 20. So, you know, I understand the whole liability part too.
Yeah.
And I've talked to Cassie about it. You know, I just feel bad that these people are good people. They're like a family, and you know,
if we were doing this in May, I think that might be a consideration. But since we're giving them this much time, you know, I just don't
know about the campground. You know, because they said they're not letting anybody else go over there right now because of the wages.
Is this expensive of campers that I'm seeing? Don't they have their own generators?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we have one at the bus barn.
They will not run.
Yeah, we have one that we only do one of them.
I mean, but don't these individual campers have their own generators?
The bigger
I would think if I was going to have that high-dollar camper, I'd have a generator to go with it.
But they don't use their generators, Larry.
Is that right?
It's a gallon every half hour for mine.
And like I said, I don't know anything about that. I just know that they, you know, they always use the showers in the past, and this year they, you know, use the campers because the hot water was broken. But, you know, like I said, I mean, just to give them another, and I know it's a long time from now then, but there is, you know, they're pretty worried because there is a waiting list at North Campground, and they might not get a spot.
I'd like to bring up one thing that I've always wondered since I came here. We're very conscientious of keeping our district locked up tight. everything's locked up, so people can't get in it. For 14 days, we open up the bus barn, and it's unlocked 24/7. We open up the stadium, and it's unlocked 24/7. In the past, the middle school bathrooms have been unlocked. We didn't do that this year.
Yeah.
And people can come and go as they please. That's a struggle for us trying to keep an eye on all that stuff. And that's one of the other bigger factors in my mind of why we shouldn't do it. And I agree, 95% of these people are great people. But in my mind, they're not taxpayers in the Knoxville School District. We need to look at what's for best for us and our students and our taxpayers. I just don't see how camping is benefiting those groups. It benefits baseball, I get that, but there's just a lot of pieces there that if you look at it collectively, I'm not sure it's something we should be doing.
And my bigger concerns are the breakers keep going off because we're putting a really nice, we're putting a house in essence and plugging it into something that has the electricity coming out for a toaster. And I would feel horrible if there is a fire and injuries because we truly, at the bathhouse, at the stadium, at the bus barn, we have the service that we need to plug in our buses, but the service isn't robust enough. And if somebody were injured, that's, you know, when I hear about camping, campers that are going up in flames and completely totaled because of fires, I worry our breakers are flipping a lot because we're trying to squeeze more out of them than they should be. So
when they're camping, the caught fire this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the ground.
It was totaled.
And do they know what happened?
What's that?
Do they know how it started or how it happened?
No. I don't.
It was just deemed electrical.
And also, as this being my first year as a mechanic, I pride myself on getting stuff done. I have to figure out what I'm going to do for 12 days, because once they get in there, you can't move anything. So I have 12 buses sitting along the side, and I have some sitting on the other side. For productivity for me, I have to get something done every day and be productive.
And basically, we're starting school right behind the race.
Right, exactly. This is a crunch time for me. I mean, what could go wrong will go wrong, it seems like. And, you know, to me, it's if you had an open field and the school owned it and were cleared out there, totally different, but you're interrupting what I do every day.
And I totally get all those. You know, I didn't open the showers, you know, I didn't open the bathrooms as much as I had in the past. But I think we all give up a lot during that time. Matt coached baseball summer, and those 2 weeks, instead of going on vacation, you know, I'm here helping with the Nationals. So I think everybody's given up some, you know, and I'm not saying that, yes, we should proceed and do this for another 30 years. I'm not saying that at all. So I think these people that come since 1999.
What's the city doing? I've heard rumors about the city shutting down stuff. What are they doing? And this is actually a parallel to this. What I've heard the city has put some serious limits this year on the camping. What is that?
That's camping during non-nationals time.
Yeah. During non-nationals time. Right. Nationals time, it's still wide open.
It is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Railroad tracks during non-national times, or that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
So would this be inappropriate to kick this down to, sorry again, facilities for you guys and have a separate meeting? Because it sounds like if I'm hearing everybody correctly, there's some things that we need to address.
I would say this is that if there's a decision, you know, if the board collectively wants to continue to do this, I will then have Troy. I'll bring a recommendation for you to upgrade the electrical. That's going to be multiple thousands
Which
of dollars.
That's going to be thousands. Turning already told us it's about 4,000.
I'll also bring a recommendation that there be no camping in the bus lot.
I was going to say I'd like to eliminate the transportation department.
And there will be no camping out by the maintenance building, just because I need those two departments to continue to do work to get ready for the next school year.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry to interrupt you guys. I'm trying to understand what the gain is to our students in doing this.
In doing what, Larissa?
In the camping piece. I mean, how is this? It seems like it's operations. There's a really, really great recommendation as to why we are not doing it, because our infrastructure cannot support it. Timing of the year, I've heard as well, too. We're talking beginning of August. with schools getting ready to roll back into session. Overall, I mean, if that's the recommendation, looking kind of through the lens for our kids, what is the gain of doing this for our students? Does that make sense, or maybe not?
It's the bottom line, actually.
Yeah. Because I'm not seeing, hearing that it's a money maker by any means. When you look at the kind of the cost analysis, there's more of a cost when you're talking about labor and again, utilities. Because I just don't understand why we're entertaining it. If there was a recommendation to not do it for next year.
That's a great question, and on the agenda, it just says review the Nationals campaign, and it was intentionally put on that way because it really isn't, it was a decision that was made because it's day-to-day operations, and it was a safety, to be honest, it was really made in the avenue of safety. We felt that it would be helpful since Dave was wanting it to be reconsidered. It would be more of an administrative decision because it's a daily operational piece, but wanting to allow the board an opportunity to talk about it and hear what the justification was for the decision that had been made, because we really, with our day-to-day stuff, we don't put that out to the board with everything that we do. So this was kind of an opportunity for us to share why that decision had been made. And I'm going to go back to Turner, I think has a good point, but I think our timing is actually right. And the reason that we put out the notice to those campers right away is so that they had a whole year. And knowing that Max Smith is working with the city and he has every intention of having a campground at the co-op, none of those spots are spoken for. So we believe it's the good time for our campers who want to be next to each other. It's a brand new lot, so they will have an opportunity to get in on it at the very beginning.
It's more than a lot. It's a huge area.
It's 4.5 acres.
Yeah.
And they actually, if they pursue that right now, they have the best chance of being beside all the people that they want to be beside. If they wait a year, Max ends up getting it all up and running and filling it with other people, then they lost an opportunity as well. And so I think it's trying to find the right timing to shift it. And we really felt that because the city just gave approval to Max to do that, he has the intentions. He just right now doesn't want to make any guarantees because his utilities isn't, infrastructure isn't there, it's November. And so he's not necessarily wanting to promise the farm for next August at this point, but I think if he knows he has 25, 30 people who are signed up and willing to put a deposit down, that's good incentive for him to move forward as well, because he knows that a lot of those spots could be taken.
Is he going to be, you said he's going to be at the old co-op? Mm-hmm. Right there by the railroad tracks?
Yes.
And across.
Which it does, I just want to say it does benefit. Like, I don't want to say, like, it's not a money maker. $4,000 in baseball is a lot of money. I mean, we got to pay for field equipment. You know, we're not just basketball. We got to roll out basketballs. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. So that money is big. So I don't want to just say I'm throwing away $4,000 to be that parking. You know, that makes us not do any more fundraisers, which allows basketball, cross country, track to kind of hit up families. We take out of town money, you know, which is a big deal. So we don't have to fight over the grandparents having to buy t-shirts from 9 different organizations and stuff like that. I do want to make sure that I feel it's my right because they've been here since 1999 and a lot of things haven't, you know, other than the size of the campers, the stuff hasn't changed. You know, the utilities, they've always been the bus barn. They've always been the stadium. That stuff hasn't changed. You know, the people haven't changed. You know, so
timing has changed.
Okay.
We've moved this up, the school year up.
Yeah.
Almost a month.
Yep.
That's a huge move.
We've added about 13 different hookups since I've been here.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate what you're saying because you're talking $4,000. That hurts. That hurts a lot.
Yep.
So.
And I care about the people, you know, it's one of those things that I'm sitting here and I got a lot of the, I got dumped on pretty good. Because all of a sudden, I get an email that says, hey, it's done. And then it's sent out pretty quick. And I got people calling me up the wazoo, ticked off. One, because we just raised prices. You know, and then all of a sudden it's done. And so I'm sitting there saying, they're calling me, hey, what's going on? I have no idea. And so it's like, what am I supposed to tell them? You know, hey, sorry, go get your own, go get a new spot. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to help them out as much as possible. And they've been coming for a long time. You know, I am fine. I've said the liability, I get it. 100% get it. And we cannot replace these people. There's no way that I can take a Larry Bartoli and stick somebody else new in his spot and say, this is going to be the exact same. This is not. But if we can, it's already been approved as a fundraiser.
And so one of the things on the fundraising part, have tried to put some people in contact. It sounded like Max was looking for somebody to help him manage his new 4.5 acres. And I was going to say, I think he is still trying to figure it all out. When I visited with them, it didn't sound like it was off the table.
Yeah, he's trying to find a mechanic, and I obviously, Troy, can tell you I'm not it. So,
yeah,
that's what he told me anyway. I mean, yeah. I'd be more than happy to help him, and I'm just trying to do good by these people because I've been told that they're, you know, I've met them and got to sit down with them. They're obviously good people.
And I'm sure they are truly good people. And I really appreciate your heart for reaching out and also for supporting our community and wanting to help these people enjoy their time here in Knoxville. I think what it's going to come down for me and my perspective is safety. And if we just don't have the electrical grid to support it and do it safely, I don't want to disappoint them by any means. And I want them to come to Knoxville and enjoy their race time. They're super great people. But we have to be able to do it safely.
Yep.
I don't want them to be injured either.
Yep, and I totally understand that.
And it sounds like we can't do it safely. And for me, that's really what it comes down to then. And we can't afford to put in new electrical just to have them for a year.
Well, and you know, but they've been doing this for 5 or 6 with the same thing, so it's not like it was.
They have, but I'm afraid they've been lucky that we haven't had any issues.
I've seen the difference in the campers that's there now and the campers that were there when they started this thing.
Even 5 years ago when I came in, there were still a lot of pop-up campers. And in the last few years, they have, they're beautiful.
They can buy my house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, a lot of them live in it. I mean, that's what they've said, you know, so.
If they didn't camp at the bus barn or the pool, where would they even go?
That's what we're talking about.
Max Smith is going to open that one up. North Campground, I guarantee it has space. I camped out there for years. Camped out there during nationals. It's going to it always has space every year. There's also a gentleman that just north of town, across from Advanced Transmission, that's put in a bunch of new hookups.
I bought my smoker from that guy.
Yeah. So I mean, there's going to be.
I was going to say, anytime I've found, and no matter what aspect of life I'm looking at, whenever you make whenever you close a hole, there's always another big hole opens up, you know? So if you close this particular grounds down, it's not a loss. There's going to be another big place going up. The game plan is to get into that spot. I would think right now if I was in that position, I might be trying to talk to Max and find out if I could kind of fit into that thing.
I haven't. He's looking for a mechanic.
When it comes down to time, he's also going to be looking for people who can plug things in.
Maybe some assistance in doing garbage directions. And
yeah.
Well, and I will continue. You know, the only thing I ask is that if you guys decide not to do it, I think everything needs to be gathered up and somebody needs to give them a personal phone call. Some of these guys have been coming for 20 years. And they've been coming every day. So I think, you know, because I'm the one, I mean, other than that, it's me. And it's hard for me to explain all the questions, answer all the questions, because that's what I've gotten. You know, text messages, and I don't even have all the contact, but I don't know if that's totally, you know, I think if we're going to be a, you know, Panther family,
I think we all got to take care of each other, and that includes people that come for 2 weeks. That's just mine. That's just my opinion, but I think if we're going to be that way, then we have to treat everybody that way and give them proper notice and, you know, try to help them out, which I have. I'm trying to call Heather Vanderveer and trying to figure out something for them. I didn't even know this was happening, so it was just, you know, one of those things that I got a call and said they were discussing it, so I thought I'd come.
Well, if you need help with that, I'll be more than happy to help you, okay?
Okay.
What if we, do that, but try to let them, you know, call them or whatever, but try to help them find, if this Max Smith thing works out, it sounds like.
I think it'd be good to have something to where Max Smith agrees that they can come there. Like, it's great that he has 100 spots, but yeah. If he fills it up without talking to them, then they're in the same spot.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have to be careful if it's not our.
It's not ours, though.
So
we can definitely really give them a reference, or you certainly can.
Well, I've been in contact, but, you know, it'd just be nice to not just kick them to the curb.
I would like to free up the transportation area now. I'd like to make sure that they have, since we have school starting when we do, I would like to eliminate the stuff that's plugging them up, because I understand and I appreciate what they're going through getting ready for school the next week. They have to get transportation ready, and if we have it locked up, they can't.
So Larry, we actually sent notice to all of the campers, and it truly goes back to, we don't have the electrical grid for the size of campers that they're all pulling in.
Well, and then also we don't have the time. And that's I think you guys will agree with, I think that's what you just said, we don't have the time.
In normal summers, we'll be doing summer school as well, so we have buses and vehicles going in and out that we always have to try to, you know, I agree, I get Turner's point, you know. My husband works at the racetrack. He's been there for 38 years. I get the hospitality Knoxville puts out for these racers. I have people at my house. They camp at my house. I get that. But we wouldn't have them at my house if it wasn't safe. I don't, you know, interrupting my daily work, build daily work, doing summer school, getting paperwork ready, or in and out of there. And then it's hard to do that.
Okay.
It's safe.
If we don't do the camping, we're still doing the parking, right? We were talking about that.
I don't see any reason we wouldn't do the parking. Okay. The parking is very.
They use the practice fields for that, right?
Yeah, very lucrative, right next to my house. I mean, it's good. I mean, the people actually.
Marty's gonna start a lemonade stand.
No, I've already set up my barbecue. But yeah, my smoker was there.
I'm in the Lions Club, and our whole income. It's from camp, it's from parking.
Yeah. Yep. Rotary has theirs, and everybody has their thing. So let's have an objective here, unless I'm wrong. What I'm listening to is the fact that this is something that we've done for quite a long time, and we did it for the best of reasons. But at this moment in time, with COVID and everything else going on, and not having an infrastructure that can support it, it's really just not real, real good business to do this. And but that's not to say we ought to chop these people off. I'll be happy to talk to them and try to find them alternatives, and we'll go talk to Van Donsler and everybody else and try to get them a hookup. Because I go through the same thing, only I leave town. And, you know, with my motorhome, I'm out. I don't want to take a spot, so. Did that make any sense?
Yep.
Okay.
We appreciate you, though, Turner, coming and speaking on behalf of all the campers.
And,
but
we are willing to
help them in any way that we can to help them find other alternatives.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you got your cell phone, but here's my number if you need it. Just my cell phone number. You want me to help call people and talk to them? Or talk to other people. I graduated with Max Smith, so I kind of know him. So it's 891-6898. So call me anytime, except when I'm in class.
We need to do a motion on any of that, or?
No, I think that's an operational thing, and I'm glad we brought it up, because it gave, you know, gave me a better picture of transportation's, you know, needs and facility needs and lack of infrastructure.
Quite frankly, it gives you about 9 months to work on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll find some space. And how many are we actually talking about?
Well, this year was different, so, I mean, I got a list of probably 35 people.
35?
I don't know if they, you know, how recent they.
Well, we can talk to each one and see if they've made alternative, and then the ones that haven't, we can work with. How's that?
I appreciate it.
Okay.
If you need help, I can call some.
And we can figure out something here. But as far as our facility, I don't think we're equipped for this. I think Joel got us involved in all this, and then all of a sudden.
And like I said, I know.
Joel's not.
I understand.
Joel's not here.
Well, I think that was a period of time of pop-up campers and tents.
It was, a lot of that.
A little different, things changed.
It's a world different. I know if I stick my 50 amper on there, I'm going to blow everything that you've got. I will. All right, because it blows my house.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, thank you. Okay, now we go to Tuck Point.
Tuck Warning quote that you have in front of you is for some repairs in the high school building. It was actually on the docket for summer of 2019. That was when we started talking about middle school project, we're going to build a new one, where's it going to go? So we pushed it off. I have another quote from last year, it was about $10,000 higher than this.
Yeah.
And I wasn't comfortable with that contractor, because he started talking about vinyl siding in places. So I just presented the one, and we'd like to get it. This contractor thought they'd get it done before construction starts, because at one area up above on the north tall wall, where it'll be above the middle school roof eventually, and we'll try to get that taken care of before construction starts.
Yeah, had we ever looked at the eaves on the high school?
Yes, that was repaired last summer ahead of what.
Yeah, because if we don't do that, then it's moot, because.
Right.
That water comes down there like gusher.
Yep, that's taken care of.
I've watched that many rainstorms, so, because I wasn't paying attention to my class, I was.
Well, your window was one that got a lot of rain right on top of it.
Yeah, it was soaked, and I'm sure if you pull that carpet back, you'd find it.
Hey, Troy, look at this picture here, number, I don't know what number it is now.
Above the gym roof?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is there pieces missing from that down here in the low part?
The picture, yes. All that gets taken care of. Actually, that part will be covered up by the new middle school. It's from about that roof line up that we're repairing.
Okay, so all this whole corner?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
The new middle school is about 15 foot high, and that's about 15 foot bottom of that brick.
We need to make a motion?
I think we should, yes.
Yes.
Make a motion to approve.
I'm second.
Tuck Warning?
Smith?
Yes.
Gurnett?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Van Onselaar?
Hi.
Duffy?
Yes. All right, now we're up to electing new board officers. And at this point in time, I guess I'd relinquish my presidency and become just a board member, right?
Yeah, so I'll run the, take all the nominations for president. Once we get that done, whoever's president will then do the vice.
I'd be in a position to make a nominee.
Yeah.
I thought I would. Without objection, I'd like to nominate Sherry.
I'd like to nominate Marty again. I think he's learned a lot this year.
Do I need a second?
Don't need a second on the motion, on the nomination?
No, you just need to do all the nominations, and then somebody will move that nomination cease, and then everybody who's been nominated then will do a vote at that time.
Larissa, can you hear okay?
Yeah, if you could speak up, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
So Marty nominated Sherry, and Larry nominated Marty, right?
But I would like to ask to not thank Larry, but old for a number of reasons. One's health, and the other is my job and this COVID thing. It's testing me. So,
okay. So I should resend my nomination.
If you would.
I resend my nomination.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Regretfully.
Thank you for your service, Marty, too.
Well, I think if Sherry I nominated her. Is there a second?
Don't need it?
No, all we need is a motion.
Is there any other nomination?
Motion for nominations to cease.
And make a motion for nominations to cease.
We have a second for that?
No, it's good. I'm not accustomed to that.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes.
Van Donsler?
Aye.
Duffy?
Yes.
Okay, so we have nomination for Sherry Curtis to be president. We'll just do roll call vote then. Will that work?
Mm-hmm.
Van Donsler?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes.
Okay, Sherry, now you get to be vice president.
I get to do vice president? I get to
nominate. So you'll take the nomination, just like I just did for the president one, you'll take the nominations for vice president.
Okay.
And we'll go through all that.
So I just ask for the nominations.
Yep.
So I'm asking for the nominations for vice. Can I give my own nomination also?
Yeah.
I would like to nominate Larry.
And I'd like to nominate Dave.
Make a motion for nominations to cease.
No second.
We're getting good at this.
We're good at this.
Smith.
Smith for what?
Just for nominations to cease. Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Van Donsler?
You got overly confident.
Aye.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes.
Okay, so we will vote for Larry. Or do you do a, or do we want to, how do we want
to? Just say a name.
Just say a name when I go around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Van Donsler.
Larry.
Duffy.
Larry.
Smith.
Larry.
Curtis.
Larry, you're going to get to work with me.
And Scott.
Dave.
Okay, so now,
thank you.
Sherry and Larry, you gotta stand up and do the oath of office.
So,
take this off. What?
One of my questions, we were gonna have them actually start in November.
You wanna do that then?
So let's do our oath of office on November 9th.
That's good.
And we'll let Marty finish this meeting as the current president. And then on November 9th, we will do your oath of office first, and then you will run the meeting on the 9th. Is that good? Because that'll keep Marty then for his year of service.
This way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've accomplished one thing. We'll also assign committees at the next meeting.
Yeah, so the board actually has a choice. Since it wasn't an election year, you can continue the committee work that you have in place, or you can choose to fruit basket upset. So that'll be something that the board can choose.
Yeah. That'll be a consideration. All right, I believe we go into closed session now. According to code 21.51I.
Yep, just need a motion.
I need a motion.
I so move.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Van Donsler?
Aye.
Curtis?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.